Good morning, welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we're going to be learning Mizmor Kuf Lamed Ches, the 138th Psalm in the book of Tehillim. Let's take a look at this Mizmor. It is a Mizmor which focuses around thankfulness and trust in Hashem. It is 8 psukim long and broken into 3 basic sections. The first 3 psukim, Aleph to Gimel, are praise of Hashem from the Meshorer, from the narrator's perspective. Then the next 3 psukim, Dalet to Vov, are praise of Hashem from the perspective of the Malchei Eretz, the kings of the land. And finally, the last 2 psukim are a prayer or supplication for salvation. So in terms of the overall theme, the main point of this Mizmor seems to be thanksgiving for a salvation, first personally, and then the national scale from which the kings of the land thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, the 2 stages of thanking Hashem seem parallel. They both talk about the humility at the beginning and how Hashem saves them. If you look at the actual word parallels between the two, there is a remarkable amount of connection. So for instance, Odacha in the first section is Yoducha in the second section. Azamreka, I will sing to you, V'yashiru in the second section. Ki Gdalta in the first section, because you made great. In the second section, Ki Godol Kavod Hashem. The honor of Hashem is great. In the first section, Imrasecha, your words. In the second section, Imrei Ficha, the sayings of your mouth. So it's clearly a parallel between the personal and the national expression of thanksgiving. And how do the two connect? It seems that the first pasuk really connects the two. David says, David says, Odacha b'chol libi, I will thank you with all my heart. Neged Elohim azam reka, I will thank you in front of Elohim, which sounds in front of some sort of powers in this world. Who could those powers be? Perhaps those powers are the Malchei Eretz that he refers to in the second section, that he wants them all to thank Hashem. So I want to see Hashem and express thanksgiving for him in my life personally, but I also want the rest of the world to see that which connects the two. As we peer into the last section, which is the supplication, it's interesting that Pasuk Zayin is actually not a supplication per se. It's more of a statement, a conditional statement, which is, Im eleich bekerev tzara, tachayeni. If I'm going to go in the midst of a trouble, you're going to preserve my life. Al af oivai tishlach yodecha v'toshieni yaminecha. And again, if I'm going to be against the wrath of my enemies, your right hand will save me. So it sounds like it's an expression of trust. The real request only comes in the very, very last line, which is Ma'aseh Yodecha Al Teref, which is do not forsake the work of your hands. That's a direct request. In terms of meta structure, this is important because we know that the structure of supplication, of requesting things from Hashem, is first La'olam Yisader Adam Shiv Choy Shel Makom. First we request and we praise Hashem, and then we move into requests. So that's the way the Amidah is structured. The way that the daily prayer is structured, that we start with praising Hashem and then we move into the requests. Similarly, there is this idea of praise and thanksgiving mixed together in the first section, and only at the very end do we get to supplication. The Al Sheikh HaKadosh does mention that in this Mizmor, another theme which we should not overlook is the power of being in the Beis HaMikdash to daven. The way he says it is, Al Yeser Sa'es Beis HaMikdash L'Shar Mekomos Tvila. That our prayers are more potent in the confines of the Beis HaMikdash, which is why in the second Pasuk we say, Eshtachaveh El Heichal Kodshecho Vodes Shemecho Al Chastecho Al Mitecho. I'm going to go to the Beis HaMikdash, and I'm going to be answered there. And of course, that is about the Beis HaMikdash. But in today's day and age, when we have the Mikdash Ma'at, there is more power and potency to a prayer which is in a place of Kedusha, like a shul, than it is in any other place, even if there's a minyan in another place. That's what this Mizmor seems to be saying. In terms of trying to understand the events behind this Mizmor, it could be, as the Da'at Mikra Rav Amos Chacham suggests, that this is said by the king of Israel. His enemies are the Malchei Eretz, and he wants them, like himself, to be able to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he wants. He wants everybody to see Hashem unilaterally, and that's the request to pay homage to Hashem. It is interesting because the ambiguity in this Mizmor is a little bit about around the first Pasuk, which talks about the Elohim, these powers that he wants He wants to tell the praises of Hashem in the front of. Who are these powers? Ibn Ezra and many of the Mepharshim follow in the line that these are the judges on earth. We're referring to the judges that this person wants to acknowledge Hashem in front of. Rashi says it refers to angelic ministers. We're referring to the Sarim. These are the celestial ministers. Whereas the Chidah turns us into a different perspective. He says, what's the Odecha b'chol libi? I will thank Hashem with all my heart. It refers to the time when both Ayetzer Hatov and Ayetzer Hara, our positive and our negative inclination, are both marshaled towards Hashem, which means to say we're referring to a time in the future, which may be the time when not just our internal struggles are channeled towards Hashem, but even our external channels are external challenges are channeled towards Hashem, and the nations, whether it be the Shibud Malchios, the kingdoms on the outside who are a thorn in our side, or the internal thorns in our side, which is a Yetzer Hara, all of this will be channeled to Hashem, expressing the idea that this mizmor is for the future. In terms of the places in our davening this tefillah appears, this mizmor appears, it does not appear wholesale, but Pasuk Beis, which is Ishtachavel Hechar Kodshecha, is said in the plural version at the beginning of the regular Slichos, and it is also you said as is by the Nusach Sfardi on the night of Yom Kippur. Pasuk Ches, interestingly enough, appears in the Nusach Sfardi before the Siras Omer, which is Hashem Yigmor Ba'adi, Hashem Chastecho Le'olam Ma'asei Yodecho Al Teref, which is that Hashem, your loving kindness endures forever, do not forsake the work of your hands, and that's said before the Siras Omer. It's also interesting to know that Pasuk Dalet does appear in Perek Shira, which is Yaducha Hashem Kol Malchei Eretz Kishamu Imrei Ficha, let all the kings of the earth praise you, Hashem, because they've heard the words of your mouth, the utterances of your mouth. In Perek Shira, this is said by, in fact, the Pered. The Pered is the mule. It's interesting why it is that this is specifically given to this animal. So it may relate to the actual Gemara on this Pasuk. The Gemara in Kedushin, Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, says a really drastic statement. And it says that when it says ki about the Malchei Eretz, Yaduch Hashem Kol Malchei Eretz ki shamu imrei ficha, they heard the words or the utterances of your mouth. The Gemara says it refers to when they heard the Aseres HaDibros, when they heard Hashem giving the law on Sinai, they said, you know what, why is Hashem asking that we not pray to, or we not create any other images other than praying to Him? It's because Hashem's looking for His own honor. Meaning, even at the most pivotal moment of national revelation in history, these individuals were so perverted, were such scoffers, that they weren't able to even see Hashem in His imminence. And therefore, the request of the David HaMelech in this mizmor is to say, Hashem, let there be a time in the future where these scoffers who couldn't even accept the Aseres HaDibros be able to thank you. And that maybe perhaps is the mule, the stubborn, sterile creature, which is being given this particular pasuk about the future. One pasuk in the spotlight, and we'll close with this, and that is pasuk Aleph, which starts with Le David. It's how David will give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? B'chol libi. The way he says it is, why is this going to be? Because as he goes on, Kigdalta al kol shimcha imrasecha, you elevated above all your names your sayings. The Me'ah Shilach, the Ishbitzer Rebbe, says a very, very beautiful thought over here. And that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has explicit ways of communicating with us and implicit ways of communicating with us as human beings. Explicitly, He gives us the commandments. Explicitly, He tells us precisely what He wants, and Chazal expand what He wants into a whole system of normative halacha. But sometimes there's imrosecha. Imrosecha is what Hashem wants from us. It's the Ritzon Hashem. It's what Hashem really wants. This is the thing that we usually rationalize away, and we think that Hashem doesn't really want this, and we explain away, and we give a rationalization and justification. But if we're listening carefully, if we're really attuned to the wants of Hashem, sometimes we can understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants. And what this pasuk is saying is that David HaMelech, sometimes I want beyond even the mitzvahs. You sinned in so many ways, X, Y, Z. You made all these mistakes. But my imrosecha, my word is I want you to come back. I want you to fix your life. I want you to pick yourself up. I want you to take control of your life again. And the Shimcha is referring to the names of Hashem, which is an expression of the written Torah. But Imrosecha refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, which He wants us to sometimes supersede perhaps even the boxes we drew for us or even what the Torah would say in a certain situation. Not in a dangerous way to transgress the Torah, but even though David HaMelech sinned, and the quid pro quo, the outcome of this, would be drastically devastating. Hi, David HaMelech, I want you to step over that. And that's why he says at the very end, he quotes, Ukinyan Ma'aseh de Bat Sheva. And this refers to David HaMelech's own Bat Sheva. What that means to say is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to him, is David HaMelech, yes, you put yourself in a very, very deep pit. But understand, just as you put yourself in, you have the opportunity of putting yourself out. And that's the Imra Secha. That's what Hashem really, really wants of him. And that was perhaps his ripcord. This was the ability to be able to save himself, even in the deepest of pits. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.